Having a bet is fine, but when the lying and cheating to cover up your gambling leads to financial and family breakdown, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call Dahab now on 1-800-DAHAB.
11-3 on halftime, joined by Sean Callanan, our sports digital media guru, ahead of the big Olympic campaign. G'day, Sean.
G'day, Half. How you doing?
Going well, mate. Going well. What are we expecting? Do we expect an explosion of social media activity during the next 2 weeks?
Well, yeah, we definitely do. The current world record, we expect a lot of world records to be broken at the Olympics.
Nice.
The current world record for Twitter is 12,000 tweets per second.
What was that? Was that Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl was what it was previously. It's the Euro Championship.
Okay. Yep.
Euro 2012.
Yep.
They have the current record at 15,000. The Super Bowl was 12,000. So I'd expect that will definitely get absolutely crushed when a big event happens. Maybe when Michael Phelps hits the pool and starts dragging in more gold.
Usain, maybe.
Or maybe Usain Bolt when the 100 metres goes. I mean, it's only a 10-second race, so you'd expect a lot of people. And the thing is, surveys have shown that a lot of people will just go to social media to cheer on an athlete. You know, just pretty much go onto Twitter and
watch
and cheer together and most likely be following along. The thing is, it will explode, and the thing is with the IOC, it's a very much a controlling body. They've got a YouTube channel that's almost...
Who does?
The IOC has got a YouTube channel, and you can go and watch their videos, but only on their YouTube channel.
Pretty boring.
Well, for instance...
Well, not about their meetings, but great moments in Olympic history.
Yeah, but they've got moments, and they're also promoting their new song, the song for the Olympics, and you can go check it out, but, in 10 days' time, you'll be sick of it. It's from Muse. But they've
it's got Amigos Para Siempre. It's not coming back, is it?
No, but they've got a video there that if you share that video on Facebook, it doesn't play. If you embed it on your blog, it doesn't play. It comes up and says, please watch this video back on the IOC's YouTube channel, which is almost goes against every single thing that social media is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you see that video doesn't have as many views as what other viral videos that we've seen over the time go. So I'm sure that they'll be trying to track down all that video that people might be sharing of big events and things happening in the games. But I think it will be to the detriment of the games. I think they should just let it happen, let the explosion happen, let the athletes tweet. There's a 4-page guidelines for the athletes and what they can and can't do. And most of it should just be, don't be an idiot and use common sense. But they've tried to put a lot of restrictions on them. I'd expect all the athletes to be taking pictures with their phones while they walk, in the opening ceremony, as they're walking in, they'll be taking
absolutely.
Shots using
the
Instagram.
Village.
They can take pictures in the village, are allowed to. What they're not allowed to do is be their own paparazzi. So you can't go, look, there's a LeBron James eating breakfast, click, take a photo of him.
Right.
So there is a bit of, respect the privacy of the other athletes. But most of them will. Most of them are common sense. If you've been following Steph Rice on Instagram, which I would think a lot of people now are after she was taking pics of herself in the bathers couple of weeks ago, she's had pictures of herself with Kobe Bryant and when she met him when he came down the pool. So you will get that insider access from the athletes. And I think Instagram will be a really big winner as people find it. But it will be... Yeah, and then the other thing is that a lot of people will be using Twitter to, tune in, You'll be finding out, because there were, 8, 10, 11 channels available on Foxtel to watch.
Yep.
You can't keep track of everything that's on, but what you might be doing, you might be watching, a match of some, basketball or hockey or judo or Greco-Roman, if that's your thing.
It's my thing.
And but what you might find is someone will say, oh, so-and-so's on deck or this match is amazing. And it'll cause you to change channel. And the thing is, if the IOC, and even Seb Coe, the great runner from Great Britain, is trying to discourage the athlete. He's trying to tell them not to tweet so much. And he's trying to even say that if you tweet too much, it's affecting performance.
There's not even enough data to do that.
But exactly, Seb. Give us a spell. I mean, really, the athletes need to realise that they can engage or at least share their experience. This is their, for a lot of these athletes, this is their one time to shine. They've only got, they only really get the world stage once every 4 years. Mm. Why can't they share that experience? And they might be just doing it to share with their family and friends. And we're lucky as
1 million family and friends.
And we're lucky to be included in that little circle because of that. So So expect the athletes to be sharing. You know, Leedsy was asking when do I think a scandal will develop via social media. It'll pretty much happen by the end of the opening ceremony.
I'm thinking halfway through.
Halfway through, someone will tweet. There's probably a chance that one of the athletes will tweet who's going to light the cauldron.
Yeah,
you know, it will break.
And they'll be kicked out of the village and not allowed to compete.
Yeah, exactly. So
big story.
You know, guys like Nick Darcy and Kendrick Monk are trying to stay a little bit longer from their faux pas earlier.
Yeah, hat and sunny.
You know, there will be probably more problems coming along where there'll be leaks and things like that. So
the people we need to follow at Usain Bolt, at Michael Phelps, we need to follow them because obviously they're big names.
The official accounts are at Olympics at London 2012, but there will be a whole stack. You know, the Twitter is going to, and Facebook have got partnerships with NBC to do little social hubs.
Yep.
The Olympics will be pushing it out. They're on all the channels.
Basically, if you're on Twitter, you won't be able to miss it.
You won't, yeah. Twitter will just go berserk and you'll at least find all the people to follow. And, you know, the ones that are sharing the good content will get retweeted and will float to the surface. You'll be able to find them.
And we'll go to Sports Geek HQ and follow all the latest from the world of the Olympics. Mate, great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
No worries, Huff.
Sean Callanan, our sports digital media guru. After the break, it's quiz time, 9429-1116.
You might think taking drugs is fine, but when your drug taking starts to take over your life, that's not fine. Addiction is treatable. Call DAHAB now on 1-800-DAHAB.